A luxury yacht caught fire yesterday afternoon off Koh Nam near Lam Sai in Pak Lok on the northeast coast of Phuket in Bang Na Bay. The white sloop, called MJ, was 51 feet in length. The fire started around 4:45 p.m. At this stage, investigators believe it was hit by lightning, setting off the fire. 9 British tourists were on board, but are all safe. The boat was completely destroyed and any remaining wreckage sunk. The elaborate funeral of Leicester City's Thai owner and duty-free mogul Vijay Siwatana Prabha began at a Buddhist temple in Bangkok last night as members of Thailand's business and political elite came in black mourning clothes to pay tribute to the well-connected billionaire. Prominent figures in Thai political, business, music and sporting spheres were also in attendance to honour the odds-defying life of 60-year-old Vijay, who, along with 4 others, died in a helicopter accident moments after they departed the football club's pitch a week ago. The tragic ending stunned Thais who had followed Vijay's fairy tale-like success, and the days since have been filled with heartfelt comments from admirers, footballers, friends and relatives. The Australian Embassy in Thailand has declared that from January the 7th, 2019, it will not witness statutory declarations for proof of income for Thai visa extensions. The official announcement says that the Australian Embassy Thailand and Consulate General in Phuket will not be witnessing statutory declarations which declare income or bank balances for Thai immigration purposes. The announcement joins the UK and USA with the withdrawal of income verifications. The Songkhla Administrative Court has issued an injunction allowing Muslim students at a kindergarten in the southern province to wear headscarves or the hijab to school without being punished. The injunction suspended until further court decisions the enforcement of the dress code of a Patani kindergarten of 20 students whose parents filed a petition with the court. The move came after the Buddhist school prohibited the students to wear the hijab, saying it violated the school's rules. The parents of the school insisted on dressing their children according to tradition, citing the constitution. The parent of at least one of the students received a letter from the school's administration saying it would punish her daughter for violating the school rules by issuing a written warning. The new army chief has ruled out ending military draft, but said he's going to make sure soldiers treat the conscripts as their youngest brothers. General Upperit Kong Song Pong yesterday discussed his policy on new conscripts who reported to the army from Thursday. Asked whether the draft should be lifted, he said it was still necessary. He said such a call comes from only a group of people. Every country has soldiers. A country without them is weak. Why don't we view becoming soldiers as having a job? He also thanked the parents of all conscripts. He said, "We're grateful and you can rest assured the army forces will take every good care of them. The day they return to you, you'll see the difference. We'll make your children good citizens of the country." And the Customs Department plans to destroy seized luxury cars that have broken down to prevent importers who smuggled them from buying them back at cheaper prices. Importers always removed some devices from smuggled cars to make engines malfunction, letting customs officials impound the cars before sending representatives to bid on them at Customs Department auctions. The tactic lets them buy the vehicles at a cheaper price as other bidders shy away, getting them at lower prices before reselling at market prices. To prevent this, customs officials have been instructed to destroy seized cars that don't function. Plenty more stories you can read about at thetiger.com, that's T-H-A-I-G-E-R, including photos and lots of video of that poor yacht yesterday that was completely destroyed in Bang Na Bay. And you can catch up with all the latest at thetiger.com, that's spelled T-H-A-I-G-E-R. Plenty of pictures of that burnt-out boat, a story about the rap that's been raising debate in the lead-up to next February's elections, and a story about Thais finding it difficult to save. All at thetiger.com.